It's a big night tonight for marathon finisher Jaime Marce as she'll throw out the first pitch at tonight's Red Sox game. That after a big day yesterday. Yesterday, she became the first female double amputee to complete the race. She says she doesn't know much about pitching, but she can run. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports she wasn't running alone or only for herself.
If it's true you shouldn't judge a person until you've walked a mile in their shoes, to judge Jaime Marce, you'd have to run 26.2 miles with no legs below your knees.
I always knew I would make it. It was just a matter of how long and when would I.
28 years ago, Marce lost both legs to frostbite after being stranded in a car for 11 days during a blizzard. Yesterday, it was love and gritty determination that got the kindergarten teacher from Huntington Beach, California, through the Boston Marathon on prosthetic running blades.
I stopped a lot. I listened to my body. I dealt with my prosthetics, and I sent some really good summon vibes to Jessica Kensky, and she got me across that finish line.
Jessica Kensky is a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombings. She lost both legs in the blast. Theirs is a friendship forged through knowing the pain of being bilateral amputees.
And she's had quite a few struggles getting back to her new normal. And I did. There were times when it was really tough out there physically. And I closed my eyes and I mentally summoned Jessica. And that really helped me finish the day.
Jessica Kensky lives in Cambridge with her husband, Patrick Downs. He also lost a leg in the bombings and ran yesterday's Boston Marathon on a blade. Jaime Marce qualified for Boston last fall in the Chicago Marathon. Yesterday, her pace was slower because she stopped frequently along the way to talk with spectators. And at Heartbreak Hill, she bounced up and down with kids on trampolines. Marseille's running guide on the route was Tim Weidenkeller.
Early in the course, there was like a biker restaurant bar. There's probably 500 bikers there, and they went nuts over Jaime. And then, oh, it was crazy. It was absolutely amazing.
Cheering Jaime Marce down the finish line were family members and Celeste Corcoran, who stood proudly in shorts wearing two prosthetic legs.
I'm a Boston Marathon survivor. I was here the year of the bombing.
Corcoran lost both her legs and almost her daughter, Sydney, in a marathon blast.
She had a piece of the pressure cooker in her femoral artery. She had a hole blown through her foot. It's healed, but she has a lot of nerve damage. She has a lot of post-traumatic stress. It's very stressful for me to be here right now, but I'm here for Jaime and our team.
Corcoran's team consisted of 17 runners who had been amputated, raising money for a nonprofit called 50 Legs. It provides prosthetics for those who can't afford them.
As long as 50 Legs has the cash, they get people walking legs.
Did you ever think of running yourself?
Nope.
Actually, next week, Celeste Corcoran is going to be outfitted with special running legs. She jokes she won't be getting shin splints because she has no shins. When Jaime Marce crossed the finish line, Corcoran was there to give her a big hug. Marce is mentor to Corcoran, helping her discover her new normal. Marseille's 12-year-old son, Tanner, knows the lesson his mother teaches.
Pain is temporary, quitting is forever. Yeah. That's what she always says to us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.